Coming up in just about 40 minutes, Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He will join us. He'll help you get all those Week 5 fantasy lineup conundrums that you're currently in. He'll help give you some clarity. You need to make a few lineup decisions tonight before Bucks-Falcons. So he will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. We're trying to track him down as we speak. Talk Commanders with him, talk more NFL as we head into Week 5.
By the way, just as a little side note, I don't know if you saw the story that, you know, since Caitlin Clark has been eliminated, that the ratings on the other games are going in the toilet.
Plummeting.
Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, is that,
she was getting like
surprise.
2.5 million you know, viewers for her games. They're now, I think one game was like at 900,000, another one was like 600,000.
Right.
You know, it's a shame. I'd like to see them, you know, stay up there in popularity. I will say this. What was it? Was it the Monday night
game? It doesn't help that some of their games are on Sundays.
That doesn't help.
I mean, I talked about that two or 3 weeks ago.
I think it was
that's
the Ravens game where the her rival from
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese was at, right?
She's from Baltimore.
Yeah, and they were highlighting her, like, being on the sideline. You know, like, friggin', like, Ray Lewis was there or something. Like, wow. Angel Reese getting, like,
she's getting the glow up.
She getting the Ray Lewis treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From B-more.
Right.
Is there, but I'm not surprised.
Her brother's still at Maryland.
Her brother is. He's coming back, right?
He's back. He back.
Yeah.
He on the squad.
I wonder how much he's getting.
Not as much as she's getting. or was getting at LSU.
Right.
I would guess.
It's crazy the amount of money these kids are getting. Absolutely
yes,
insane.
Yes, it is.
It's an absurd amount of cash.
So and I think good Maryland, for them. They deserve it. They had a bunch of 4-stars, right, that committed. Did you see that? 4-star hoop guys, and then
the hoops have been off my radar.
You've been locked in on football?
Yeah. Yeah. One sport at a time.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Baldy's not answering, by the way?
Okay, that's fine. We'll track him down at some point.
That Christine Brennan, they're trying to ban her.
Yes.
It's a very contentious thing that's going on right now because a week or two ago, she went up to Carrington, one of Clark's rivals, and asked her about the poke in the eye.
Okay.
And right. They didn't like her line of questioning.
Thought it was a legitimate question.
Of course it's a legitimate question.
I thought so too, but she kind of pushed back when she said she didn't do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, I think the players.
And Clark backed her up too.
And the Players Association has gone after Brennan and wants her banned from the arena.
It's so crazy.
And she's writing a book on Caitlin Clark.
Right.
I mean, it's so crazy. She's allowed to ask questions. You may not like it. Who cares? It's crazy.
The WNBA should be happy that people actually care enough to come ask the questions.
Right.
Like, what are they so worried about?
I guess they're just, I guess they didn't like her angle.
Too bad.
Yeah.
She's a journalist. She's allowed to ask questions.
This is what the Players Association said. And Christine, I mean, her work speaks for itself over decades. To the unprofessional members of the media like Christine Brennan, you are not fooling anyone. That so-called interview in the name of journalism was a blatant attempt to bait a professional athlete into participating into a narrative that is a false and designed to fuel racist, homophobic, and misogynistic vitriol on social media.
A lot of big words.
Listen, I think anybody that saw those clips, I mean, she may be denying it, and Clark may. Clark's taken the high road on this all season long. She was clearly targeted throughout the season.
Yes.
Now, Carrington may say that in that instance, you know, she didn't even realize she did it and it wasn't on purpose. Okay, maybe. Looked pretty on purpose to me. And it kind of follows a pattern. And I think that's what Brennan's getting at.
She said, the best thing I can do as a journalist is try to give the athlete an opportunity, which I've done tens of thousands of times, to answer the question and tell us what she believes happened.
Right.
That was literally it. Yeah, I had no problem with that question.
Here's what they should be doing. They should get a big blow-up poster board, like the size of a city block, of the ratings decline when Caitlin Clark isn't on the broadcast. And they should put that in every WNBA locker room and say, you're trying to kill the goose that's laying all the golden eggs. Stop it already.
Yeah, but
it's a bunch of...
Like, but that's also drumming up interest.
That was going to... Yeah.
What the her getting poked in the eye and
them being bullies and
yeah, but that's
right.
But
I don't advocate for it.
Maybe
but
that's
it is
a selling
up,
point.
It is drumming up.
But that's not fair because she obviously asked her that question and she says, "Yeah, I didn't do it on purpose," but no one believes her.
Right.
So it's hard for me to
believe it.
It's hard for me to believe it. It's been a pattern of behavior all season long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in that case, I could believe her. She's swiping for the ball. Caitlin Clark herself thought it was just an accidental
poke. Caitlin Clark is taking the high road on every one of those instances.
Well, usually she doesn't say anything. She didn't have to say it was accidental.
You're acting like it's the Three Stooges where they put the thing up between their eyes and they go like that.
That's a great move to defend the eye poke. You know that, Valdez, from way back.
People get poked in the eye in basketball all the time. Happens, now, what I would say is, and I might be wrong on the numbers, she faced 5 or 6 flagrant fouls during the season. And the entire league, looking at all the rest of the players, the total was like 10.
Yeah.
So
she was targeted.
She was definitely targeted. Majority of the flagrant fouls were against her.
There's no question.
The question is it going to continue into next year or is it going to die down?
I think it's already been dying down. I think that a lot of it has died down.
Yeah.
She was all WNBA first team. She was a unanimous rookie of the year.
Was any of that player voting? Like, do they have any awards that the players voted for? I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Where she would stack up.
I'm guessing the rookie of the year was media, but.
Yeah.
There might be.
By the way, you mentioned the weather. We had 11 straight rain days.
Yep, that's correct.
I mean, it seemed like it was never going to stop raining. I think today is the first.
It was just a little drizzle out in Loudoun County.
Coming in, there was a little drizzle this morning,
but that's going to go
a little bit nervous.
That's going to go away, and then today it'll be partly cloudy, fine, and then no rain. I don't believe nothing significant for the next 10 days.
And you know, so
my grass is like this high.
Yeah, I know, it's so high. Well, apparently the rough all over. So watch out today.
I know it's going to be
coming. Stuff. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yep. Easier said than done.
Did you see that John Daly's home? One of his homes in Florida. Completely wiped out.
Oh.
And he has, I guess he had 3 or 4 family members, their homes also wiped out from the hurricane. And there's an overhead shot. Now, it's interesting because it's like a beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood, but Daly hadn't lived there in like 2 years. He had had it remodeled and he was, you know, it was a Tampa home that he had, but completely crushed. These homes look like they're just disintegrating.
I know. Well, you saw what happened in Boone, North Carolina, and Asheville.
Terrifying footage.
I mean, there's still hundreds of people missing.
Yeah, what is going on with that where, like, people, like, where Musk was trying to give them Starlink and stuff? Why? Because they have no internet, no nothing?
There's
like,
nothing.
No cell phone service?
Everything's out. It's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a bomb hit the town.
How can they even, like, use Starlink if he sets it up if they got no power?
I don't know. But
what is Starlink? I've heard of it.
That's his internet. That's his internet from the satellites or whatever.
But, I mean, there were so many roads washed out, and people were just stuck in their homes, and they couldn't get anywhere. I mean, they couldn't walk anywhere. I mean, they're miles up, and there's just nowhere to go. And the cops are looking for them, but there's hundreds of people missing. It's already 200 dead, hundreds missing.
That's
incredible. There's one town it's just a little bit east of Asheville. I can't remember the name of it. It starts with a B. Got 32 inches of rain, basically in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Well, is Asheville anywhere close to where you were looking to move?
No, that's Asheville's west. Asheville is western North Carolina.
Yeah, look at it. It's kind of in the center and west,
like the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, it's
closer to Tennessee.
You saw overhead drone footage of Augusta National, right? Magnolia Lane.
I saw all the trees.
A bunch of trees wiped out. They probably had it fixed the next day.
Probably.
Oh, that's the greatest music ever.
I know you do love it.
Play it at my funeral. You promise me?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm handling your funeral.
Well, just make sure people, I want it in my wake and at my funeral.
You should let your lawyer know that. Have it put down on paper.
You should get buried in a green jacket.
That's a great bit.
I didn't earn it.
Death bit.
What?
My jacket should be like purple or something.
No, but you should honor the master's green jacket.
Yeah.
Have pimento cheeses. That you?
Pimento cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the Chick-fil-A with the new sandwich, the new chicken sandwich with the pimento, I'm out.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. I'm just not a pimento cheese guy.
I'm not a pimento cheese guy either. No. I see it.
There's no way that would be good.
It actually freaks me out just looking at it on TV.
Yeah.
I definitely had a guy.
Don't like it. Don't like the visual representation.
I definitely had a guy come up to me yesterday, and he showed me a picture of chicken. From Raising Cane's, and okay. It was their chicken sandwich. Drabby, they do have a chicken sandwich, even though they have a very, very limited menu.
But Valdez pointed this out. He thinks it's chicken fingers masquerading as a chicken sandwich.
I think Mar said that. I've never been to Raising Cane's.
Right, I need to look at their menu.
It's possible that it was, but it looked like a regular old like breast or thigh or something.
No, the sandwich combo. Here, I'm looking at a picture. Okay. Three chicken fingers.
Don't like that.
That's with some lettuce and sauce on
chicken
it.
Chicken fingers are strictly an appetizer or a meal for
kids. They're big, chunky.
You don't slap them on a bun and call it a chicken sandwich.
They're big and
chunky. It's offensive.
Getting back
in the Raising Cane's Chick-fil-A debate.
I'm just saying, I didn't even know they had a chicken sandwich, to be honest with you. I didn't even know. The guy showed me the picture, and he did agree.
There was a lot of debate. It looks like Chick-fil-A won all the polls. Yeah. A lot of people brought up Bojangles.
Oh.
And a lot of people brought up, I forget the name of it. Is it called Slim?
I don't know.
And I had never heard of the place. I can go online and see. Or I wasn't familiar with
Carolinas,
it.
Carolinas, down in Georgia.
I haven't had Bojangles in a long time. When I hear that name, I just feel like it's going to be spicy. Like the chicken's going to be super spicy.
Right.
Because it's Southern. They're gonna jack it up with the spices, which I kind of like.
You want elite chicken?
All right.
Elite. Okay, yes.
I might be a hillbilly
because
I enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Texas Roadhouse and you get the chicken critters,
okay,
they're probably the best tenders ever.
What are chicken critters?
It's like a
like
chicken
nuggets.
Tenders. Yeah, they're like tendies.
They call them critters?
Yeah, chicken critters.
Where's the Texas Roadhouse close to here? Like
there's one in Poughkeepsie.
There's one in Ashburn.
Well, that's not close to here.
Yeah, there's one in like the Sterling area. Okay. There's one in Pasadena, shocker.
Is it always packed?
I'll tell you what. Texas Roadhouse, always packed.
Always packed. There's a billion donks in Texas Roadhouse.
On a Friday?
They love the rolls. Is there like a cinnamon butter?
Yes. Cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I need to go now.
All right, the place that people have talked about is Slim Chickens.
Okay.
They say it's in St. Mary's. And then
Mary's.
A lot of people have brought up Zaxby's chicken.
I need an airplane to get to St. Mary's.
Yes.
I mean, it's so far away.
My daughter had a game at St. Mary's Riken. I go to all my kids' games.
Yeah.
I drive to New York every weekend. Yeah. I skipped the St. Mary's Riken game.
You said Southern Maryland? That's a bridge way
it's
too far.
It's too much. Yeah. They drive over there for a high school
But
game.
There were a lot of people jocking that. Slim chicken.
My wife and I and some friends went to Texas Roadhouse a couple months ago on a Friday. It was unbelievable how packed it was.
How long did you wait for a table?
45 minutes. That's Texas Roadhouse.
Untenable. That's too long.
I know, but we just sat at the bar and had some cocktails.
That's okay.
There's always a billion people
at
Texas Roadhouse. And you get to feel fancy sometimes, too. You get to pick your steak out.
Very nice.
Yes, I had chicken salad.
What's their go-to? Like, what are they most famous for?
I mean, maybe those,
probably a ribeye.
Steaks.
Maybe those steaks or maybe those critters.
It's not barbecue.
Not particularly
barbecue.
No. It's not like brisket.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to it, but I've actually ordered salmon. I'm probably like the only idiot there.
He ordered salmon last night at Voltaggio. Yeah. Yeah. Loves him some salmon.
I do. I like it.
Big salmon guy.
They got iguana eggs. It's basically jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
I know the entire menu.
You do. It sounds like you're very familiar with it.
I'm a big
Which one do you
guy.
Go to?
I've been to the one in Sterling, and then I grew up with a roadhouse by the one by us in Pasadena.
Oh,
we used to go there all the time. My dad took me out of school, me and my brother out of school to be the first ones there.
Usually, like you hear about dads taking kids out of school. Hey, let's go to an O's game. Like that makes sense. But to be the first guy to have the rolls of cinnamon butter at Texas Roadhouse.
We weren't the first ones. We were in line. We're the fourth ones.
Okay.
But he took me and my brother out of school
Was there a bit where like the first 100 people in line get like food for a year? Or
No. He just wanted to be the first one.
Okay. All right.
By the way, my brother Matt says there's a Slim Chickens in Crofton now.
There you go.
So
Maybe they're blowing up too.
First time hearing about
it. I've never heard of it.
Don't know anything about it.
But people are raving about it. They're saying it's better than Chick-fil-A, better than all the others. It's their favorite.
There were hundreds of comments, and I just saw that Slim Chicken kept coming up. Right. Zaxby's as well. I'm not familiar with them. People like to change the conversation. It was, what do you like better?
I know. They always have to one-up you with some obscure
Chick-fil-A.
Slim Chickens.
Or Raising Cane's. And then they're bringing up all these other things. Bojangles. I don't think I've been to any of these spots. Where are Bojangles? Are there any in Montgomery County?
Mostly down south. Yeah. I don't know if there's a bunch of Bojangles like in Montgomery County.
There was one in Lanham right by the old radio station.
Okay. Is it Bojangles or like a borderline like racist term?
I think it might have been a long time ago.
You know what
ago.
I mean?
I think it definitely had some sort of connotations.
It had some sort of
like
racial
that.
Connotations to it, right?
I think. I'm not that well versed on it. I can't speak very
well.
Very
we're not well versed on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so are we going to try
What's
to get Baldy?
What's up with Baldy?
Are we going to try to get him or he's just not answering?
Well, when I hear from him, I'll let you guys know. Yeah, he's right. Ducking us.
All right. So I guess we got Dave Richard for all your fantasy questions at 8. But are we going to come back and do big deal, little deal?
I think we are.
That's JP's bit?
Yep.
All right, I'm sized for it.
We'll do big deal or little deal next and get your fantasy questions for Dave Richard. He'll join us coming up in just over 20 minutes. That's coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.